Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, it's been a while since we've been back to normal. Here we are. Your team gets to travel. You get to enjoy a nice meal last night with your entire team out in public. And finally get to take on a new opponent in the WCHA. Coach, what's it like to finally be back playing hockey?
It's really exciting, Kelly. Exciting the fact that we get to sit next to each other and do this interview like this. We haven't done this in since March of 19, I believe. So it's been a long time, and it's about as close to normal as we can get. You know, maybe it's not exactly 100%, but the bottom line is we get to open up our season as scheduled, and we're really looking forward to it and excited to be here.
What's one of the advantages of finally having eight teams again in this league?
Well, I think obviously it just makes for an even schedule. The biggest thing is instead of having to try to find 10 non-conference games, we're back to trying to find six, and that's one of the downfalls of the COVID situation is a lot of the schools out east are saying they just can't afford to make a trip out west for a couple of years. So that's why we're sitting at 32 games. But the bottom line is, St. Thomas is an outstanding addition to our league. It just makes our brand that much stronger, and it's going to make for a really competitive season. And all eight teams are going to be in the first round of the playoffs again.
You got a chance to see your team play in an exhibition game last Saturday in St. Cloud. What did you see out of your team that you liked, and what did you learn about them?
You know the biggest thing is I just like their compete level. They just went out and played hard. We talked about establishing our identity. We knew it was an exhibition game, but we dressed 27 of our 28 players, and everybody played, all 16 forwards, all eight defensemen, all three goalies. And I thought even in a situation where obviously as a forward you're playing and then you're not on the ice again for another 5 minutes, everybody went out there and did a good job. They worked hard. I liked their work ethic. The biggest thing to me, biggest takeaway was for our freshmen just to get that game under their belt, have the opportunity to play a quality Division I opponent in a tough building, an Olympic-sized sheet, which is not what they're accustomed to. For five freshman defensemen, that's a tall task. But I thought they all performed pretty doggone well. So that game that exhibition game is gonna pay big dividends in terms of how they perform tonight.
You got four goaltenders on this roster. I don't remember the last time you had that many goalies. How do you make that decision?
Well, it was obviously with the waiver being on board. We were recruiting like we needed a goalie. It was Kerrigan's senior year last year. Then the waiver came out. She kind of decided later on, she'd like to come back. And in the meantime, we'd already kind of established a relationship with Abby. And I was obviously very upfront with Abby, saying it's going to be a challenge to find time, because obviously both Lexi Baker and Hannah Hogan are outstanding goalies. But she knew that, she accepted it. I said, we do the best we could in terms of practice, and tell you what, she's done very, very well. I've been very impressed with Abby's performance, and talked about redshirting. That's still an option. One of the reasons she didn't play in the exhibition game. She's a wonderful young lady. We're grateful that she's in our program.
You got Claudia Verkirky, a senior, a captain this year. She's got two alternate captains in Kate Boland and Kerrigan Dowie. What kind of leadership will you get out of those three?
Well, I think outstanding leadership. I've really been impressed with the leadership group. It's not just those three, but Kerrigan's class of Paige and Lydia and Lindsay have just done a tremendous job. And then you've got Grayson and Alexis as classmates for Claudia. So that group have all gotten real long. They've got great communication. I think the super seniors realize that this is those three seniors is kind of their team. But they're obviously they're going to be a big part of it. And having had the experience of being with our program, they're helpful. They're adding to it. And it's been great. I told the group on the bus, it's been a really positive vibe since day one. It's a fun group to be around. And I said, we got an opportunity to do something special. Let's see if we can't get it going tonight.
What's going to be the key to getting a win here against St. Thomas?
Well, again, it's going to be, I think the big thing is it's about us. We want to play fast, Kelly. We want to get off to a fast start. Scoring first would be outstanding. But we just want to be relentless. We want to be relentless in all phases of the game. Really be aggressive on our forecheck. be really hard to play against and have a shot mentality and manage the puck. I think those, you know, we don't want, not going to overload them and just go out and play. You know, they're, you know, we've had a really good camp up to this point. You know, they're ready for this point. Now let's just go out and play hockey.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.